This day's thought for Tuesday, November 10th. First, a special note. Dear members, we continue this month of November with our annual fundraising efforts for next year's operations, and we wish to first thank you for so many years of support. If it were not for you, our ministry participants, we would never have reached so many people from so many countries for such a long time. As we begin our 22nd year of ministry this coming January, we continue to pray that each day's new message will provide inspiration and encouragement and bring us all closer to the Lord. We ask that if you feel so led, you might offer your financial support and investment in these efforts so that we may continually touch those in need with our daily Christian seeds for the day. If you wish to contribute to this day's thought, you may do so on our website, www.thisdaysthought.org, on our donations page. Thank you, and may God bless you in your continued walk with Him. Sincerely, Greg, for this day's thought. And now, our message for today, Tuesday. Today's thought is from Augustine. When at last I cling to you with all my being, for me, there will be no more sorrow, no more toil. Then, at last, I shall be alive with true life, for my life will be wholly filled by you. And today's verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 28, the 20th verse from the King James Version. And David said to Solomon his son, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord."